is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. With the trip, I'm the flyest. 100,000 hands where the sky is. Told them I'm messy. They told me I was crazy. Nothing ever changed. I told them I'm a giant.
My bad.
Real African giant. Self-confident, self-reliant. Told them I'm the master.
Sunday Karma continues with you. And is this a 7-11, Kyle? Am I here?
No, we're going to get caught back up. So we'll have a quick segment here, and then we'll come back with 7-11 shortly.
Then let's have a quick segment with Adam while he's here. I told him, like, you're an insider. Find out what's going on. Find out who the Packers kicker is. Find out if they're going to get a backup quarterback. So, you know. I don't think he has any sources. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I need to know the kicker situation. Adam's smart. He's around league sources and league circles. He is the league source. Adam, the kicker situation here in Green Bay is terrible. Please tell me there's somebody that's going to get cut that is going to be halfway decent, because what we have here in Green Bay ain't it. So tell me, who's getting cut and who can we sign?
All right, Adam, Kyle just asked, who is getting cut or who could be help on the way for the Packers from a kicking situation? Because it is he feels it is an absolute disaster is the word Kyle is using.
We don't believe in Anders Carlson at all.
Did he hear the report when Tom Rinaldi said that Matt LaFleur basically prays every time he trots him out there? Did he hear that?
The Tom Rinaldi thing, I mean...
it's the truth!
But Tom Rinaldi, that was... I feel like that was a taken off the record that Tom, when Rinaldi said that during the game that LaFleur basically prays every time Anders Carlson goes out to kick. I mean, no coach is saying that on the record to a reporter to use in a game. And, you know, he misses a 32-yard field goal at the end of the last preseason game. I mean, any thoughts? I mean, can you go in with a kicker who's missed kicks in 10 of his last 12 games he's played in? I mean, this isn't like 2 decades ago when kickers made 70% of their kicks. Like, guys go 13, 14 games without missing kicks.
No, and here's the thing. You saw last week there was a kicker Cleveland traded Cade York to Washington for, I believe, a 7th-round draft pick.
And they'd given up on him, right? Like, I mean, Cade York was.
Well, they had Dustin Hopkins, yeah. So they knew that Dustin Hopkins was going to be their regular kicker. There are teams that have a couple of different kickers. Like, the Rams have somebody in camp competing with Joshua Cardy, their rookie, who was going to win their job, I expect. And so there would be another example of a guy. I'd have to go through I haven't paid that much attention to kickers and who's going to win kicking roster jobs. I'll make some calls and see if I can get any information there. But
well, thank you, Adam.
My point here is that if they're not happy with the kickers they have in camp, then clearly there's going to be a kicker on another roster somewhere that they believe enough in to give him a chance. That's what I think.
I feel like it's going to be Joseph over Carlson. We'll see what happens, Kyle. We'll see also Adam. We will put him on the spot. You know, show's over in 45 minutes. We'll see if he has any juice for us on backup quarterback or kicker before the show is out. 7-11 coming up next.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Winnie?
A car.
Name an animal with 3 letters in its name.
Alligator. Name something that's better than being rich.
Poor.
Besides a bird, something in a birdcage.
Hamster.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Something Russia is famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob!
Naked Grandma!
Reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
This is the 7-11 of Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin.
Kyle, you want a kicker update or you want to get into the 7-11?
Oh, we can get a kicker update. Oh, I want a kicker update first. That's the most important thing.
By the way,
we got the source.
Are the Packers this good that really we're now just worried about a backup quarterback and a kicker? I mean, that's pretty impressive that they've built this team this quickly, that those are your concerns, right? You're
Did
not
you
worried about
the
extra
game?
Offensive line. You're not worried about the extra offensive lineman depth or any of that. You're just worried about our backup quarterback and a kicker now.
The Green Bay Packers were a field goal kick away from basically going to the NFC Championship game. I mean, yeah, the NFC Championship game. That's what it was.
Yeah, well, we are... I will not, I mean, only those on YouTube may know who's sitting next to me or if you've been listening, but sources close to me have said that their best guess is that the Packers may not have their kicker on the roster right now who's going to be their week one kicker. Now, this is not a source within the Packers. I want to be clear that, but there's a good chance the Packers kicker may not be on their roster right now. It is certainly possible, and that's how we're couching this right now. And you know, there's some kickers on other rosters that are potentially going to be cut. Kyle, one guy I just happened to look upon. You look up a guy named Matthew Wright, Kyle?
Matthew, I'm writing down these names. There's a guy from L.A. that Adam talked about, Matthew Wright. Who is Mr. Wright?
He was a second-time All-AAC twice in 2017 and 2018.
Okay.
40 of 47 in his NFL career, including a 59-yarder. He's been bounced around four different stints with the Steelers, including currently on the Steelers roster. But seems to be a professional kicker out of Central Florida who just a name to maybe keep on the radar.
Like I said, it is a high need for this team because the last thing I want to do is have him go out there and lose me some games this year and me be all sad on Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, the kicking, I mean, obviously the NFC Championship was in grabs. I still don't think, as you do, you believe they're in the NFC Championship if it wasn't for,
yeah,
for Carlson.
You defend so differently when you're, you know, you sit there, you know they have to score a touchdown, right, versus the fact that they're driving. I mean, they had to score a touchdown regardless, but the mindset of the fact that if they score, we don't lose the football game, right? You can take more chances. You can blitz a little bit more, apply more pressure.
I'm saying, I don't buy that, but it's an argument to be made. All right, let's get into the 7-11. What do you got, Kyle, for me this week?
Yes, yes, yes. I am excited for this week because the Wisconsin Badgers are back, Craig. They are back this week. And so for this 7-11, what I want to know is I want to know the seven all-time leading passers in yards. Yes, yards in Wisconsin Badger football history.
So
isn't that hard?
Seven leading passers in yards in Wisconsin Badgers history. I'm going to start with John Stocko.
John Stocko, he is number three on the list with 7,227 yards. John Stocko is on this list, and this list does include bowl games.
Okay, including bowl games. I am going to next go to, in passing yards, I'm going to go to Darryl Bevell.
Darryl Bevell! Who helped lead the Wisconsin Badgers back to the Rose Bowl. Darryl Bevell is number two on this list with 7,429 passing yards. So you have number two in Darryl Bevell. You have number three.
Did you just
three.
Call him Darryl Bevell?
Oh, Darryl Bevell. I'm sorry. I got my readers on, Craig. Darryl Bevell in number three and John Stocko.
All right. So I'm going to go... I'm going to go old school. And I'm going to go with Randy Wright.
Randy
I believe he played
Wright.
For three or four seasons.
Randy Wright. He did play for multiple seasons, and he has 4,697 yards, which is good for number nine on this
list.
Oh, no
way. I thought he was like my given on the list.
Nine on this list. You.
Oh, I wasn't even like.
Randy Wright played in the 80s, Craig. Let me tell you something about football. Football throws the ball a lot more. College football.
Oh, my God. I mean, because when I got to Wisconsin, he was probably number two behind Bevell.
Yeah, he was
is that right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yes. He was number two behind Bevell.
Oh, my God.
Well,
so
he was number one until Darryl Bevell came around. Darryl Bevell. Darryl Bevell. I'm so sorry. He was number one until Darryl Bevell came around. But, yes, he is now number nine on this list.
Oh, my. I didn't even think there was a chance that was wrong. I was just like, oh, is he down to number 4 or 5 or 6 now?
I just want you to know, attempts-wise, there's guys on this list that he has 669 attempts, and everybody on this list other than one person had more attempts than him.
Man. All right.
Nope, that's it, Craig. Maybe next week. 800-990-3776. For your chance to call in. Craig, how you feel about it?
I'm sad. I could have run the table on this one.
Yeah, you want a mulligan? Or you
no,
don't do mulligans?
No, no, I don't believe in mulligans.
You don't believe in mulligans.
And that wouldn't be an officially run the table. 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. Dude, you wouldn't believe what Schefter was doing, by the way.
What was he doing as I answer phones?
I'll let you. He was like texting GMs. He was texting like all this stuff to find out our little Packers backup quarterback and kicking situation, just to see what was going on here. So, always nice to have our resident insider at ESPN with us here today in studio, which is really cool. 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. As we're looking for the top 7 Badger quarterbacks all time in yards. And we have Darrell Bevell at number 2, and we have John Stocco at number 3. Randy Wright guessed incorrectly. And who do we have up first?
We have Ray, who is a special ed teacher in Racine.
What's up, Ray?
How you guys doing today?
Good, good, good.
Yeah, I'm on my way to – I coach football at Horlick, Racine Horlick, so I'm on my way to our coaches meeting right now and listening to you guys. Love listening to you guys, and this is just right up my alley. So,
well, let's see if you do better than I do, because I would have sworn that Randy Wright would have still been top 7.
Well, I'm going to start with my boy Joel Stave.
Joel Stave is on that list, Craig. Up and down in the sense of fans-wise, underthrowing a lot. But he threw a lot of touchdowns, a lot of completions, and a lot of yards. And Joel Stave is number 1 on the list with 7,635 yards. He had over 1,000 attempts as the quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Nicely done. Do you have another for us?
Yeah, my buddy Alex Hornibrook, get horny, baby.
Oh, wow.
Alex Hornibrook. No way.
Oh, wow. Alex Hornibrook.
No way.
Number 4 on the list with 5,438 passing yards. He had over 700 attempts. Craig, it's about how many years you started, right? A lot of opportunities in a passing league that college football is now. So we have Joel Stave at number 1. We have Mr. Darryl, not Darren, Darrell Bevell at number 2. Number 3, John Stocco. Number 4, Alex Hornibrook. We are now missing number 5, 6, and 7 on this list.
Basically had one full season, right? He had the one, I mean, most of the season. I guess he had almost 3 full seasons, but yeah, he pretty much, wow, that one.
We run him out of town.
All right, I would not have run the table because I would not have had Hornibrook.
All right, who else do you have here, Ray?
I'm going to go a little more recent with you guys. I'm assuming it's Graham Mertz.
Oh, wow, this guy's good. This guy's good. Yeah, Graham Mertz, number 6. And again, what does it come down to? It comes down to the ability to have as many games played and playing for as much as possible. He had 773 attempts, which he passed for over 5,405 yards, which is good for number 6 on this list. We are now missing number 5 and number 7 on the list.
I'm going to go a little bit further back. Guy in the late 2000s. I'm going to go with Tolzien.
That's who I was. Yeah, I definitely would have gone him over both of the previous two. But I,
okay, well, yeah. Scott Tolzien is number 7. On this yes. list with 5,271 yards. Listen, the Green Bay Packers looking for a backup quarterback. That's exactly what Scott Tolzien is and what a lot of Wisconsin
Hey, Scott Tolzien pulled out a big tie for the Packers 1 year, and if they hadn't had that tie, they wouldn't have won that division once Aaron came back. Scott Tolzien is a key figure in Packers history as well as Badger history.
I love it, and now we are missing one name on this list. Ray, can you do something Craig could not do, is basically run the table?
Well, Craig, you're a fantastic guy. You do a lot of great things for the community. It's just sometimes you got to go Badger Nation, and you got to finish it off early 2000s.
Ooh.
BB Brooks Bollinger.
Woo!
Brooks.
Hey, Ray entertained us with that one too, Craig. Guess what?
Brooks is not on the list.
Oh, Brooks is on the list.
Brooks is my guy. I love Brooks.
On the list, number five.
I wanted Brooks to be my final when I ran the table, but I was not going to get Horny Brook. Brooks is my guy. We love Brooks.
Oh, we love
day, him. I mean, Kyle, you know that was how we met Barry Alvarez.
Really, through Brooks?
Was me on the radio saying that Bollinger should be starting over Kavanaugh and that why is he starting this senior who can't play as compared to this freshman who, in his own words, played better than he practiced at the spring game and he's got to get Brooks in as the starter.
No, he's
and
he
said,
oh,
yeah, they'll both
right?
play a little. And then they lose to Cincinnati with Kavanaugh starting. They lose to Michigan. And then Brooks comes in, starts at Ohio State. They win. They never lose again. They go to the Rose Bowl. And the rest is history.
Yeah, Brooks Bollinger, really, he was part of kind of – you had Ron Dayne. I think Ron Dayne had – he was – Brooks' last year – first year was Ron Dayne's last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Ron played with Mike Samuel. Mike Samuel was Ron's quarterback, you know, for the majority of his career, and then he played with Brooksy, you know.
As a young kid coming to age, really being able to have the Badgers ride that high and then being able to watch Brooks Bollinger be ball out there on the football field helped just grow how much we loved our Wisconsin Badgers. So, yes, Brooks Bollinger is number five. Congratulations to Ray and
Ray, you're the man. Excellent work, Ray. You're teaching those kids with some good heritage that you have of watching the Badgers for all these years.
Thanks, boys. Just getting excited to watch Jump Around this year and every year. So go Badgers.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, happy Sunday to you. That race call got me excited for this football season.
Yeah, as we should, as we have Tyler Van Dyke as the new quarterback for the Wisconsin Badgers, who kind of tore it up down there in Miami. So I'm excited to see what this football season holds.
Yeah, this is a so have you looked at I'm just pulling it up now to look at the way the Big Ten season starts, and as the Big Ten has gotten quite interesting, right? Like when you look at who's actually in the Big Ten and when teams start playing, you know, when you start seeing those random matchups and random teams playing each other. Like when I'm like, I'm looking at the Big Ten schedule and I see that USC plays LSU on September 1st, which is the Big Ten team there, right? Like it's wild to think that not only is this coming, but it's actually here already. You know, the whole reshaping of the Big Ten. I mean, are you actually ready for Wisconsin to go to USC on September 29th?
No.
Or September 26th?
I am ready for it, right? Wisconsin has tended to do pretty decent against them. I mean, when they last two times they played USC, they've come out with victories, right? Granted, it was in bowl games.
I know,
some
but
guys
it's just crazy to think the Badgers have back-to-back games this year against Alabama and USC.
No, it is crazy, and what I love about it is that this is why NIL is so important. This is why the coaching change that we made and being able to recruit is so important, because the Wisconsin Badgers, they have to be able to compete. They're going to be on the main stage. They're already on the main stage, but now they are going to the West Coast, and they're going to be able to recruit guys and play in front of guys. They have to be prepared and ready to go, and they're going to upset these guys,
too. How about this for a little run? Home against Penn State on October 26th? Then at Iowa on November 2nd, and then home for Oregon on November 16th. How about that for three straight games?
That is not easy. It's not easy, but this is where you got to compete, right? You got to compete. What do you think, looking at the schedule, just a quick
glance? Dude, when I moved here, I was like trying to figure out the difference between Oregon and Oregon, like the town in Madison.
Oh, now we're going to get a crash course of it, because now people are going to say the two different, you're going to know how to say Oregon versus Oregon for sure.
Exactly. The fact that one of them is in the Big Ten now is unbelievable. I still think 27 years later, I don't know which is Oregon and which is Oregon. Oh. But I know that one is the state and one is the town in Madison.
One matters more than the other, and let me tell you, it's all about Wisconsin, baby. So Oregon it is.
Yes, it is. But I'm saying it is so wild to think about how different this season is going to be. So can't wait to –
Win total. What's the win total, Craig?
Man, we both went over last year, and we were so off, right?
Yeah. It was disappointing, very disappointing.
There was so much optimism going into last year, so much optimism. I'm just looking at – right now, Alabama's a 9.5-point favorite in that game. USC is a 5.5-point favorite.
You got a chance against Alabama. This is perfect, right? Because
Penn
Alabama
State is a 6.5-point favorite, and Oregon is a 10.5-point favorite.
When's the last time Wisconsin went into a season where, like, four of their first five games or four of the first six games they're looked at as underdogs?
Oh, no, no. I mean, those aren't four of the first six.
Oh,
those
okay.
Are, those are the toughest.
To
no, no, no. Oregon's like third to the end of the season.
Okay.
I'm just saying you have those four games that are kind of those signature games of the season, and all four, they are underdogs, and that doesn't count the Iowa game, right, which is the other team that is currently ranked that they play. So when you look at ranked teams they play, Badgers are home against Oregon.
Yeah.
Which they're a 10.5 point favorite underdog against. They are home against Alabama, which Alabama is a 9.5 point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So they have number 3, number 5, and then they're home against Penn State, who is the 8th seeded team, who's currently a 6.5 point favorite. So they have 3 of the top 8 teams in the country are coming to Camp Randall Stadium this year. I heard Missouri's coach saying, like, you can't pick and choose when to get excited. Like, if you're going to have a good year, you have to get excited from the beginning of the year. Like, Badger fans are going to need to get excited from the beginning of the year. Western Michigan and South Dakota, I get it. But if this team's not ready to play for that third game against Alabama, and then you have USC the next week at USC, this team's got to get everyone's got to get it together quickly this year.
No, I'm excited because you got Alabama on a year where you have some changes. So, you know, you don't know what Alabama 100% is going to be. You're going out to USC. It's going to be tough, but they had a change at the quarterback position. And then also the good thing is you get Oregon in November, and November 16th could be 50 degrees or it could be 5 degrees. I prefer 5 for those West Coast boys.
Yeah, this would be a fun season. And you think about, as we've talked so much about the Brewers today, with as good as the Packers are, as good as the Bucks are, as interesting as this Badger season is, combined with the Brewers going into a postseason, this is a great, great time to be a Wisconsin sports fan. As we'll continue with you, it's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, continuing with you on Sunday Karma, and probably worth looking back at our poll, see if things have adjusted. As Jason Wilde voted with the Brewers on this poll, we'll see what where the poll stands. As we want to know, what do you think is more likely to happen? Brewers winning a postseason series or the Packers winning a playoff game? And with 245 votes in, it is 71% Kyle Wallace and the Green Bay Packers.
Woo, it's a boat race. It's a boat race.
29% Brewers. I kind of think, like, in Wisconsin, if you were like, if you just left the poll blank and just said Packers, and then, like, anything else?
Oh, Craig, come on. Don't do my people like that. See, just I got a pulse on Packer Nation, Brewers Nation, and all Wisconsin fans. And I'm telling you, it comes down to the expectations. And we expect the Milwaukee Brewers to be, you know, a team that potentially could win a playoff series. But we know that the Green Bay Packers are going to win a playoff game. We feel confident. I shouldn't say we know, but we feel confident in that. And like I said before, Craig, if you go back a year, everybody's choosing the Brewers. Like, literally, you go back to 2023, this poll will be 71% Brewers, 28% Packers. But we know what we're going to get from the Packers.
But again, like, this is nothing against anything about the Packers. It's about the fact that the Packers are, you know, haven't started their season, and the Brewers have already accomplished so much, and we've seen so much. So here are the odds right now, Kyle. The Brewers, the Packers to miss the playoffs right now are plus 140. The Packers to lose in the wild card round are plus 260. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you combine odds on, I mean, you can't really combine, but like if one or the other of those were to happen, That's about 50%.
Yeah, you see, Craig, the problem is that you're using odds, right? You're using Vegas. I'm using fandom. I'm using my eyes. And what my eyes tell me is that the Milwaukee Brewers in past history are a good baseball team, but they seem to struggle when it comes to the playoffs. You can't sit here and tell me heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak, and then we move on from our manager that was a really good manager in Craig Counsell. We move on from an ace in Corbin Burns. We don't have Brandon Woodruff, our second best pitcher from previously before. We no longer have Freddie Peralta pitching like a he's having a down year, right? So we have all these different things against us. We have a younger roster, and you're going to tell me that this is the team this year in year one under Pat Murphy? These are the guys that are going to win a series? That's just hard for us to understand. We don't think the Brewers aren't good. We just have more confidence in the Green Bay Packers.
But if you look at things right now, like, we're not saying to win a, you know, to go to the NLCS even, right? Like, because if they're the three seed, you know, it just means beating someone two out of three games, right? Like, beating, Padres or Braves. I mean, that's who you're probably looking at, right? I mean, that's you're probably. I mean, it's
that's
really,
not an easy task.
It's
look,
basically the Braves.
I can tell.
Right
when
now,
you,
it's right now. It, you would expect it to be the Braves.
When you read those two teams' names off in your head, I know what happened, Craig. You said, "Oh, that's tough." Padres or Braves are both tough. I know the Braves. Ronald Acuna. Is out, and so I understand that they have some issues there, but still, you know, they're a championship pedigree type team. The San Diego Padres are just a team that has a whole lot of talent, and you know it's going to be a tough task for the Milwaukee Brewers to beat any of those teams. Whereas when I look at the Green Bay Packers, what they did against the Dallas Cowboys on the road as a 7 seed was all we needed to see as Packer fans to feel confident enough going into the season this year and the playoffs hopefully this year that the Green Bay Packers should be at least going to the NFC Championship, at least.
Did you just say at least going to the NFC Championship?
At least it's a failed season if the Green Bay Packers don't go to the NFC Championship.
So who are they better than, the 49ers or the Lions?
They're just as good as the Lions, and they can go toe-to-toe with the 49ers. We'll see without Brandon Ayuk how good the 49ers – I mean, they're still going to be a really good football team. But you were able to compete with them last year as pups. Now these pups has turned into little dogs.
What do you mean without Brandon Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk is not going to play for the 49ers this year.
Well, if Brandon Ayuk is not in the postseason with the 49ers, then they will have traded him for something of current value that's going to make them better.
So
I don't
hope.
Think the 49ers are playing for the future. So I'm not hating on the Packers with any of this. This is all just to bring to light that I feel like the excitement level leading into the Brewers postseason should be at a huge high. And the idea that, you know, because they may have lost, like, you know, because the Packers lost to the 49ers last year doesn't mean that you're not going to be excited if they play the 49ers in the
first round. It's a more encouraging loss, Craig. It's more encouraging when the team loses when they exceed expectations,
right,
not only round
years,
one, but round
right,
two.
But
the Brewers
years
did not exceed expectations
when Aaron
last
Rodgers
year.
Was the one seed, you know, and lost to the Buccaneers, it wasn't like the next year we're like, oh, they're the one
no,
seed.
Craig,
Packers
what did,
aren't going anywhere.
What did you said when who? When who lost
Aaron
to the
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. There ain't no Aaron Rodgers on the Milwaukee Brewers. When you have Aaron Rodgers,
right.
You have
That's
hope.
Fair.
It
totally
always
fair.
Have hope.
Right. That is fair, right? That you could say that going into any postseason series, you won't look at the Brewers as having the best player in any series. I think that's fair to say.
Our best player got back issues.
Right, but I also think the best player in Major League Baseball until Shohei Ohtani, well, let's say until Shohei Ohtani got traded or until signed a free agent contract, he and Mike Trout may have been the two best players in baseball, and they couldn't even sniff the postseason.
Sure could. That's,
right?
That's,
I'm
yeah,
saying
no.
like that's not what determines who's great in baseball, and that's why this Brewers team has proven that, right? The fact that with Christian Yelich out, I mean, the fact that Churio, no one hits 300 in baseball anymore. He's hitting over 300 in June, July,
stud.
And August.
Stud.
In three consecutive months, he's hit 300 for a guy who's learning the league right now. It's incredible what we're watching every night.
You know, and this is why, as a Milwaukee Brewers fan, this year is a bonus, right? Like, they are a step ahead of what we expected them to be, and more than a step, they're universe ahead of what we expected them to be. So for
I think
us,
this is very this is a regular season that has outperformed expectations in excess to what the Packers did last season. The Packers last season,
agreed.
The Packers last season postseason outperformed expectations to just an incredible level, right? I mean, they were a double-digit underdog, I think, right? 8 or 9 points at best on the road against Dallas and went in and played a dominating performance. So what the Packers did in that one postseason game and then backed up by playing really well against the 49ers and even to the end of that game, like it's not like, right.
They scored with less than 2 minutes left.
Carlson missed a terrible kick. Jordan Love threw a terrible interception. The defense gave up a touchdown drive, and McCaffrey had a big second half. But overall, the Packers showed themselves incredibly well, even with a defensive coordinator who was about to get fired, right?
Oh, you know, they did.
In that postseason. So, but I'm saying if you look at regular season last year, Packers, regular season this year, Brewers, the Brewers have exceeded that expectation. So with a similarly young and exciting team, there is no reason why that energy shouldn't be at a peak level going into this postseason. We'll have our Palermo's picks as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, Kyle, we talk about Palermo's Pizza all the time. But one of the things I want to remind you of are Screamin' Sicilian's Nothing But Toppings. Have you tried one of those recently? Absolutely fantastic.
I got to try. I saw it at the grocery store, but I got to try it.
You got to hit it. The thing is, because are you trying to be healthy a little bit?
No, I let that go. Every time I see food in front of me, I eat it. So yeah. I'm okay with where I'm
see,
at.
See, that's the thing. Like, to me, like, pizza, you have to figure out when you're trying to be healthy, when you're not trying to be healthy, right? Because pizza's so good, you got to mix it in at any time. So like, all right, I'm trying to be healthy, maybe I'll go with thin crust. I'm trying to be healthy, maybe avoid some carbs. I'll go with only the toppings from Screamin' Sicilian and Palermo's. Okay, now I'm trying to just enjoy anything I can enjoy. I'm going to now hit my Screamin' Sicilian with all my different toppings on it. Like, that's the beauty. Pizza is so good that it can fit any of your moods. And with Palermo's, you have a Wisconsin-based company that has so many different brands for you to be able to enjoy. Connie's, which is the Chicago-style pizza, which where I'm down here today. But you have Palermo's, you have Urban Pie, you have Screamin' Sicilian. You even have your fancy, flaky, crusted Netflix pizza, which is
ooh, I love that. The Surfer Boy,
so delicious. I love the Surfer Boy pepperoni. So whatever it is, you're supporting a Wisconsin brand that employs Wisconsin people and gives back so much in this community. Palermo's, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. All right, Kyle, I gotta understand your mindset, because I'm here in Chicago, so we've talked about the Bears way too much today. I want to understand how many episodes of Hard Knocks you've watched.
Exactly as many as probably most people in Wisconsin. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. I heard it was boring. I don't have time to waste my time watching a boring football team. Bunch of losers.
Now, if it was the Lions, would you have watched zero episodes?
Oh, if it was the Lions, I would have watched it. The Lions are intriguing. I watched the receiver, and they have an intriguing football team. Very, very positive. Have you watched this?
You know what? I have not watched the receiver yet. Someone told me yesterday. Is that worth watching?
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely good. And as a Packers fan, the thing I loved about it is that early on in the season, they showed a playoff picture, and they also showed the divisional standings for the NFC North. And seeing the Packers towards the bottom of the standings and seeing them not in the playoff picture, and then knowing that the Packers played against the Vikings, they played against the Lions, and we got our lick back against both those teams, it was exciting for me to be able to watch it. And even though the NFC Championship
so
game
had you
was
watched,
tough.
Wait, had you watched quarterback on Netflix?
I had watched quarterback as well.
And so I thought quarterback was okay. The reason my knock on that was, you know, it was cool seeing Mahomes and all that, but they had Marcus Mariota on that show, and when he, like, disappeared from the team, they, like, didn't give
you any
unique perspective, and, like, to me, it was, like, so sugar-coated that I didn't feel like it was real. Like, are you feeling, like, with with Devontae and
getting
the real deal?
Devontae kept it too real. Devontae found out that the grass is not greener on the other side and that playing in Green Bay is actually something that makes it very, very special because they're sitting there smoking cigars after a victory, whereas the Green Bay Packers don't smoke cigars unless they win something of significance. So
Did he say that?
No, he smoked. He just talked about how frustrated he was just overall with the quarterback play because they had multiple quarterbacks throughout last year. I think at least three. They're throwing him the football and throwing bad passes, getting him killed. This is really interesting to see the other side of Devontae.
So the Palermo pick is, as a Packer fan, if you want to feel good going into this season, you are better off watching Receiver on Netflix than you are watching Hard Knocks on Max, because we don't need to see a hype thing about the Bears, but seeing Devontae being miserable, being away from Green Bay is worth watching.
That is absolutely correct. You stole the words right out of my mouth, Craig. Thank you for speaking for me.
All right, those are your Palermo's picks brought to us by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Thanks to everyone out here who helped get us set up. Really appreciate the ESPN Chicago team out here. Excited to be back in studio next week for the show, and at some point to pay off our bet from last year, which I know we'll be talking about coming up. So stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow, don't settle. You have been listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. Thanks to Jason Wilde. Thanks to Adam Schefter for joining us. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.